I'd like to start by asking about permanent protections for Bristol Bay, not through the EPA, but through legislation. And I want to get your thoughts on what the options are here. Would it be possible to write a bill that permanently denies a dredge and fill permit? Would the federal government be able to buy the land where the pebble deposit is from the state? What would it take there?
Well, I think there is a recognition that if you're seeking permanent protection for Bristol within Bristol Bay here, that legislation is the way to ensure that. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of focus about the administrative route, utilizing the parameters within the 404C. That clearly is a tool that provides for a level of protection, but it doesn't necessarily ensure that any entity coming beyond the pebble proposal would be prohibited from mining activity. And so if that's what is being sought, it's legislation. So part of my visit here in the region is to listen to those who live and work and raise their families, who've been here for generations and who want to be here for generations going forward. What are some of the ideas about a legislative proposal that would be worthy of consideration? And so there have been discussions about whether it's exchanges or ways that you can ensure that the mineral rights that currently exist with the state are exchanged, are conveyed. So these are the types of things that we are exploring at this point in time. Legislation is important at the federal side, but keep in mind if you do that kind of a change exchange, it would also involve the state as well. But again, making sure that these are proposals that are driven by those who live here, driven by those who call this place home, driven by those who are involved with care of the resource on a daily basis. Oftentimes what happens is the suggestions come out of Washington, D.C. I made a commitment to the people of the Bristol Bay region that I wanted to involve the stakeholders. And so that's what so much of this discussion has been about.
How are you going to ensure that people from this region do have a significant and meaningful way to contribute to decisions about what legislation would go forward?
Well, it starts with a dialogue, and that's where we are right now. I had an opportunity yesterday evening to meet with many who are in the fisheries sector, not just commercial side, but subsistence and recreational, to hear their views. I had further meetings today. I had a large gathering for a couple hours just now, hearing from residents and those who have been in the region, who tell me that it has been for them and their families this generational fight. Folks who are really looking to finally and fully resolve. So this is kind of the beginning of stakeholder engagements and meetings, and we will be continuing this throughout the process.